We've all learned the hard way that toxicity, negative energy, interference sneaks in when we cling to either comfort or sprint into anxiety, or even if we tolerate misaligned interfering people and or patterns. The antidote, in accordance with prioritization, is calibration, alignment. We choose the learning zone over extremes. We give value before we ask, and we match our message to the right medium so people receive what we mean, not what we didn't say. Notating is not what we say, it's what people hear. We surround ourselves with values of gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication. We align the people and we compress our learning curve through mentorship and designed environments. We do this at work and we do this at home, allowing ourselves to protect our vision instead of interfering with it or draining with it or deterring it or detouring it. Most of all, we listen. We listen to clear the connection between us and the infinite, not to win, and we will trade the reflexive quote-unquote knows for the quote-unquote would it help you if, how might we do so? And so the possibilities stay open according to time. This is not the right time, but when it is, I'll let you know and continue to progress and stay steady in the enjoyment of the consistent everyday persistence without quit, pursuit of our potential. Lessons today are all available for you, by the way. If you would like the exercises guides, or if you bought my book, let me know. I will send you my other books, david@dmeltzer.com. I'm going to repeat my email. David means beloved. At my first initial D, Meltzer means servant. David@dmeltzer.com. Let me be your beloved servant and send you the training guides and exercises from today, my books. Let me know if you bought my book. Let me know if you like Don't Do Business with Dicks. If you like How to Ditch Toxicity from Our Lives, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number one in how to ditch toxicity from our lives is surrounding ourselves with the right people. Now, how do we align ourselves with the right people and surround ourselves with the right people? When we align with the people that share our values, we are surrounding ourselves with the right people. I look for grateful people, people who find the light, the love, and the lessons even when I screw up. I look for forgiving people to bring ease to our relationship, notating that I want somebody that's going to forgive themselves if they make a mistake and forgive me when I make mine. We want people that are accountable, that are learning lessons through asking what they did to be responsible, what they did to attract this to themselves, what they're doing to participate in a perception, and what are we supposed to learn from it. But most importantly, I'm looking for inspired people, people that live in spirit, that understand that there's something bigger than them that loves them more than their mom. When we protect our energy, we accelerate and aggregate and compound our growth. It is gratitude that gives us perspective and empathy, ease and accountability, control and effective communication, inspiration that act as a filter that will allow us to attract and be responsible and participate in the perception of allies. And more importantly, we'll protect, promote, love, and perfect us and repel those that are not aligned with gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication. We need to choose our teams and the position that we play on those teams according to subject matter, topic, and expertise in order to get to where we want to be as fast as we can and clear the interference between us and the toxicity between us and where we want to be or better. And when we choose the teams and the position on the teams according to subject matter, topic, and expertise, and look at the peers who will elevate us to elevate themselves, that sit in a situation that we want to be in, and allow ourselves in integrity to elevate others as well as we sit in a position that they want to be in. And through the elevation, through the integrity, we help ourselves and help others pursue the relativity, the meaningful objectives in the divine direction of where they want to be, or better, with devotional behavior, by not only paying attention to it, but giving intention to what we do, what we say, what we think, and what we feel. It is these people on these teams who make us better. In each and every team, league, organization, and room in which we step on and step in, and even when we leave. Our standards are not theories. I will repeat that. Our standards are not theories. They're daily practices of knowing our what we want personally, experientially, giving and receiving, of who we can help and who can help us, of how to get it done using lenses of productivity, of value, of accessibility, of connectivity, and of gratitude, the light, the love, and the lessons. And they're daily practices that will set not only how we treat others, but how others treat us. And most importantly, how we show up for them. We need to constantly take inventory. We need to audit our inner circle, our teams and positions that we're playing for, not only the alignment of the values of gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication, but contribution and collaboration and coordination as well of those values. We must lead with those values, especially accountability, in the pursuit of our potential and the lessons that we learn by being responsible, attracting, and participating in a perception of clarity, of balance and harmony and focus, paying attention to and giving intention to the coincidences that we desire in every single interaction or collaboration. Let's try to replace those that interfere with us with valued, aligned connections each and every day. Supplement them, find synergies with them, collaborate and coordinate with them in a movement aligned in your divine direction, or better, allowing the disciplined behavior to become devotional by allowing the meaning of the past to align with that divine direction as well. Pick your team, surround ourselves with the right people in the right places, these right people on the right teams, the positions that they play. It matters who we surround ourselves with. If you like that lesson within coordination of the exercise and guides from today, if you bought my book, Don't Do Business with Dicks, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number two, we need to build, but we need to build in diversification with growth-minded networks. The word appreciation falls within the context of diversification, because appreciation is necessary for diversification, because diversification only exists in multitudes of appreciation of others and other things. See, the process of unification doesn't happen with one. It creates oneness by appreciating more than one. It takes at least two to unify, and we need appreciation to bond or bridge the unification of the diversification of more than one. And these diverse perspectives that are based upon appreciation of the differences sharpen our thinking, but most importantly, will compound the creativity, the curiosity, and the sameness that we pursue in an equity that doesn't exist. The quality of others should be replaced by equity or quality of opportunity for others that does not stall the innovation, the expansion that have blessed our human existence. We are not equals. We must have equal opportunity and appreciate our differences that create the unique unification and diversification of growth-minded networks. We must intentionally collaborate with people who challenge us, who piss us off, who love us, who hate us, who support us, and who attack us. I write down that which bugs the shit out of me as much as I write down things that inspire me. I put them into a capture folder and I notate stories to teach as I do research to find out, why do I love that so much? Why do I agree with that so much? Or why do I hate that so much and disagree with it so much? I am creating synergies. Synergies through being more interested than interesting that will outperform every time what we could do alone. But it doesn't happen unless we intentionally collaborate with the people who challenge us as well as support us. Intentionality in the diversification and the building of a growth-minded network, an expansive, appreciative network based on gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication. This intentionality, these value-aligned relationships will be our performance advantage. By clearing the interference that others have, by striving for impossibility of equality, not the equality of opportunity, but the equalness of people, the sameness of people that will stagnate and stall us from our potential. Seeking approval, being a pleaser, caring what other people think when we all know it's none of our business. We must do this professionally and personally. Surrounding ourselves with diversified people, perspectives, mindsets will expand our growth in an exponential way, in a divine direction of where we want to be or better. Build diverse, growth-minded networks. Lesson number two, available for you, David, at dmeltzer.com. In that context, of building diversification and growth-minded networks in lesson two, let's try to utilize mind maps of who is clearing interference and who is creating interference. Who is aligned with where we want to be or better? Who is misaligned with where we want to be or better, or who's interfering with it? And then reestablish a harmony with our time that we spend paying attention to those that are aligned in our divine direction and those are interfering with it. And let's utilize our time accordingly by giving more time to those aligned and less time to those that are interfering with it. Let's create a capture folder of new perspectives, things that resonate with us, that we agree with strongly or disagree with strongly, things that are aligned with where we want to be, or those who attack us, those who support us. Let's create a capture folder and then let's notate the stories that best explain the lessons to remind, remember, and recollect us with our higher selves so we could do the same with others. Create monthly conversations, weekly conversations, daily conversations to cross-pollinate and appreciate the diversification of our ideas as well as our introductions by leveraging the spheres of influence in an intimate and effective manner. To create a neighborhood, a frequency of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. Build diverse, growth-minded networks. Lesson number two, David at dmeltzer.com. If you like these lessons, if you bought Go Business with Dicks, if you want my other books, just tell me. You don't got to prove it to me. David at dmeltzer.com. Lesson number three, let mentorship compress our learning curve. Don't have to pay the dummy tax. The best way not to pay the dummy tax, the most expensive tax that ever was created, is to utilize mentorship to find people who already sit in the position that you want to be in. Ask them for directions and find other people you can do the same, because that will accelerate, aggregate, and compound you in your divine direction of where you want to be or better. The right mentors expand our capabilities, our skills, our knowledge, and even our desires. The right mentors not only expand those capabilities, but they should steady our nerves by creating less interference to shift the energy that is the same but different meaning of anxiety versus excitement. A great mentor will transform the meaning of anxiety into excitement, as well as expose them to a higher level of frequency and neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other, knowing they can open those doors, make those introductions that we never can make alone. We will practice the majesty of calmness, to be at ease under pressure, to breathe and aim high and have fun, to do our best to learn lessons and to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential. So as our preparation shows up when it really matters, and that preparation will expose who you are sooner or later, I promise you. And like a diamond, the more pressure, the more preparation shows itself. Clarity will make mentorship work when it's associated and aligned with the skills, knowledge, and desires that we want according to what's stable, what we think is doing well, or what we think will do well. When we know what we're asking for, our mentors can truly help. Our mentors can truly help give us directions to where we want to be or better. And we must define the precise learning objectives and find a mentor to match it. So many times we pick and choose the wrong people because those people aren't subject matter topic experts or aren't in the situation that you want to be in, have oversold us, back end sold us, lied to us, cheated us, and manipulated us into mentorship to interfere with our potential and to demean our self-image, notating we'll never overachieve our own self-image. Let's ask specific questions and report ourselves feedback every day, notating that nobody likes feedback in the present moment. There's always a lapse of time between the feedback and the progress that we make. We must convert each mentor's insight into the lessons and stories that will create our future. We want to schedule in a productive manner the non-negotiable behaviors within the context of that mentorship and allow ourselves to prioritize the mentorship and the insights that we have in alignment with where we want to be or better. When we utilize mentorship in this manner, we can compress the amount of time, the lapse of time between the problem and the solution, knowing that every solution is already there. That's why it's called a what? A resolution, a resolution. This is how we ditch toxicity from our life, through mentorship and the compressed lapse of time of what already exists and what are we doing to interfere with it. Let the mentorship and finding the synergistic supplementary values in the capabilities of skills, knowledge, and desire with what's doing well, what's stable, and what we think is doing well to get us to where we want to be or better and shorten the distance of resistance that the learning curve presents to us with the lapse of time between every problem and every solution. And if you want this lesson within the context of the exercises and the guides from these trainings that I've done for over 28 years, you heard it first. David@dmeltzer.com. Let's all remove or ditch the toxicity from our lives. And if you bought Don't Do Business with Dicks, let me know. I'll send you that free gift, the other books that I have. Sign them, send them to you. Pay for shipping and the books. Lesson number 3, let mentorship compress that learning curve. David@dmeltzer.com. Lesson numero 4, lesson 4. Shape our environments to protect our vision. There's so many things that we want to protect: our self-image, our imagination, which constitutes our vision. Our vision is different than seeing. Seeing is a reflection that causes us to give meaning to what we see. But a vision doesn't have reflection. A vision is the truth, and the truth must be protected, promoted, loved, and perfected by non-judgment. By aligning the values of gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and effective communication in a way that the relativity of that vision will accelerate, aggregate, and compound towards where we desire, where we want to be or better. When our values shape this environment, when our values of perspective and ease and control and inspiration shape the relativity and the meaning of where we are and what we want to be or become, our environment starts to protect, promote, love, and perfect that vision. When we change the way we look at our environment, the environment itself changes so that we can persist without adding to, interfering to the energy, the infinite energy, the infinite intelligence, intuition, and inspiration that is part of us. And that interference between us and the intimate and infinite creates what we define as burnout. You see, with that interference, two things happen. Either we revert back into a comfort zone, and the more we stay in the comfort zone, the more it compresses, and pretty soon the comfort zone's about this big, and you can't get out of bed, and you're burnt out. Or we push too hard out into the anxiety zone. The anxiety zone also compresses, and what becomes out here, once again, comes down to you can't get out of bed, and you have not protected your vision. In order to protect the vision with not only the wisdom of others, as indicated by the first three lessons, but the faith that there's something bigger than us to protect, promote, love, and perfect that vision, we need to design the roles, the teams, but more importantly, the hypnotic rhythms that will align us with the thoughts about our purpose, to apply our why to that purpose, notating that as long as our purpose is greater than our pain, we'll never quit. Our purpose must be greater than the pain that's present. And we can use the quote-unquote persistence of perspective by enjoying what we don't like or love, by enjoying what we don't like or love about what we love. And we can use this quote-unquote persistence of perspective to zoom out when all the interference, all the noise, when the monkey brain starts screaming and eking and awking at you, when it hits, we have designed and aligned our purpose and enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential. It is this persistence of perspective that will protect our vision. Progress is our desire. Perfection is what we aim for. Progress is the repetition over time, notating that the evidence from that repetition, from that practice, will never be present. Notating that if I am aligned with a divine direction, that the evidence today will never be evidence today will never guarantee that divine direction. It'll usually be contrary to it. But when we can convert the contrary evidence, when we can convert the failure, setbacks, mistakes, defining moments, historical relevance that are not aligned with the divine, when we can convert that type of failure into feedback, notating that nobody enjoys feedback in the present, that we can show up and enjoy what we don't like or love, or enjoy what we don't like or love about what we love. And we can show up consistently and persistently in the pursuit of that progress, our potential. And this is how we grow, by shaping our environments to protect our vision with something bigger than us, to promote, protect, love, and perfect us, shortening the distance of resistance with wisdom, but most notably in this situation in lesson number four, faith. Faith that there's something bigger than us that loves us more than our mom. Let's tweak our environment. Let's use space. Let's use student of the calendar. Let's use our values in order to effectuate the tweaks that are necessary to change the way we look at our environment so our environment changes and aligns with a coordinated, collaborative, and effective progress. We want that environment and the tweaks that we make, the adaptation and expansion that we make to support our long-term divine direction, our long-term vision, and figure out what we're doing to interfere with it. By utilizing space, by utilizing the study of the calendar, by utilizing our values, we can see how to use the activities as a non-negotiable behavior, no matter what the circumstances are, or negotiate them within the circumstances of each and every day. And then learning to prioritize progress accordingly as an antidote to feeling overwhelmed. Overwhelmed is a feeling of abundance. When we have too many options, too many opportunities and touches of favor, we are living in an abundance. And if we don't know how to prioritize, we will feel overwhelmed. And if we do know how to prioritize, first our non-negotiable behaviors, no matter what the circumstances are, but then prioritize the circumstantial behaviors that exist today in alignment with where we want to be or better, and alignment of the meaning of the past, the failures, the setbacks, the mistakes, the defining moments, historical relevance from the feedback or the evidence that usually is not aligned with where we want to be or better. So that's where faith comes in, that we must figure out and shorten that distance of resistance through wisdom and that faith. After each setback, failure, mistake, defining moment, historical lesson, capture the lesson, create the stories to help others and yourself remind, remember, and recollect with that source, that vision that you have. Prepare yourself for your next rep and the next date. Establish a process of feedback and review to realign, reassess, and expand our priorities with our purpose and thoughts about our purpose in mind. Remember, it's the thoughts about those purpose. Your purpose has to be greater than your pain or you will quit. Change the discipline behaviors, the thoughtless reps, the purposeless reps into devotion. Disciplined in a divine direction with purpose, with passion, with profitability. When we shape our environments that will protect our vision, lesson number 4, email me. If you bought Don't Do Business with Dicks or not, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'll send my books, my guide, my exercises from today on how to ditch toxicity from your life, shape those environments that protect your vision. Lesson number 5, be a leader at home, as a partner, be a leader at rest, be a leader with boundaries. But lead. Lead in the divine direction of where you want to be or better. Not what's missing, not what you don't have, not what other people want with you, not what social media is showing you, but where you want to be in your divine direction with devotional behavior by paying attention to where you want to be and giving intentional to my doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned in my divine direction. Leadership at home and abroad with partnership and rest and boundaries all will allow you to be a supportive partner, a collaborator, a coordinator, a creator, a curiositor. When we have activity full of love and when we have real rest of recovery and access to information, of awareness, of the truth, decisions become easy and our lives become foundational. Without being a supportive partner or having supportive partners, without them, everything will be interfered with. Everything will be strained. You'll lessen the infinite amount of energy and intuition and intelligence and inspiration that is available to you and everybody else in a unified, abundant, infinite system of thought. We must protect this. We must protect the infinite energy, intelligence, intuition, and inspiration that exists. We must protect our energy with our recovery and access to it. And sleep? Sleep is the most natural. It's a third of our lives. allowing us to perform better. As everybody knows, the better you recover, the better you perform, and the more aware we are, the better you perform, which comes both through sleep, the access of information, and the recovery of our mind, body, and soul while we sleep. So we can keep showing up at our higher self, our best self, because we're at our higher self and our best self when we're able and capable of helping others. And that's why it's so important not only to be rested and access information and aware, but also to help others as well, giving us that capability, the higher self, but also receiving, allowing other people to be capable of helping us, as was previously mentioned in the first three lessons. We protect our energy with that sleep and recovery, and we show up as our best self for the people who matter the most. By prioritizing those people, by relativity, association, and the process of feeding. Feeding through the challenges and feeding through the pain, feeding through the process and progress. Just because someone bleeds you doesn't mean that bleeding is not a feeding. If anybody has children, they will tell you, I've enjoyed and learned to love what I don't love or like about my children. And that bleeding is one of the greatest feedings of my life. And the same thing with elderly parents. They may bleed you, but there's no greater feeding. Let's all be our best selves for who matter most. And let's allow those who matter most to be their best self for us, creating a community, a neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. When we're aligned at home, it exponentially multiplies outside of our home. And this is analogous to ourselves. When we are aligned inside with our own values, it will exponentially present itself outside of ourselves as well. This is where we are leaders with our boundaries, understanding the inside out, understanding we won't find inside or outside of us what we're not seeing inside of us. We must remain and remember and remind and recollect the integrity of our homes, utilizing boundaries and shared values, which become non-negotiable. No matter what the circumstances are, this will be a behavior in which I rely on for my exponential progress. And then I have negotiable behaviors that are circumstantial in their nature. And I must prioritize those by the circumstances of the days, by my divine direction, what's important to me. But these boundaries, combined with rest and the appropriate partner, becoming it ourselves and then expecting it exponentially outside of us, are the keys to leadership. And leadership will diminish, dissolve, and disappear the toxicity from our lives. If you want to ditch toxicity from your life, if you want to surround yourself by positive influences, then be a leader. Be a supportive partner. Get your rest, your sleep, and create the boundaries that will allow you to expand exponentially, aligned with the universe, which does so appropriately as well. Make sure we're affirming our homes, our inside, what we want to become by looking inside of us to find outside of us what we're looking inside of us for. By utilizing non-negotiable behavior, non-circumstantial behavior, non-circumstantial habitual behavior, non-circumstantial, non-negotiable behavior, and utilizing boundaries to preserve the ease and peace and perspective through gratitude and forgiveness. Allowing ourselves to learn more through accountability and accelerating it, aggregating it, compounding it through inspiration of effective communication. Preserve the peace. We can create simple recovery rituals. Get a sleep coach, study sleep, find devices like the Wave Watch or the 8 Sleep Bed or other mechanisms and modalities. Try having device-free time. Go for walks. Get light out windows, temperature controlled rooms, frequency, neural feedback, vibroacoustical, red light therapy, cryogenics, whatever it may be. Use recovery rituals in order to enhance your recovery as well. And then have connectivity. Have non-negotiable time for your sleep, your health, your family, your faith, your finance, the study of time, and the study of relativity. If we utilize this unbelievable characteristic of leadership, of becoming a supportive partner, of becoming a restful thinker, and becoming a non-negotiable behavioralist, we will accelerate, aggregate, and compound. Please buy Don't Do Business with Dicks, How to Ditch Toxicity. Let me know. I'll send you the rest of my books. I'll sign them, send them to you. Pay for shipping in the books, david@dmeltzer.com. And if you don't want any of that mess, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com, and I'll send you the guides and exercises from today. Be a leader. Lesson number 5. Get your rest. Get your supportive partner. And of course, create your boundaries. Lesson number 6 in how to ditch toxicity from your life is navigating dynamics. Dynamics of neighborhoods, our families, our teams, our associatives. And we navigate this with relativity, with meaning. And you give meaning to everything you see. You have a power of relativity, and you must align the relativity, the meaning of what you want, with where you become and what you have been. Navigate this dynamic with meaning and relativity. People we love can give fear-based advice. I call them the most dangerous. The most ignorant and arrogant people in our lives are the people that love us the most, because they give us advice out of fear. They're looking for us to be stable. They're looking for us not to have any risk. And so they are limiting us. They're limiting our self-image. They're limiting our manifestation. They're limiting us. And we must be wary of the people that love us the most, that inherently, without trying, unintentionally, they're limiting us with bad advice based on fear that we're going to get hurt. And so when we understand their perspective and appreciate their perspective to protect us, we can allow our emotional well-being without severing or interfering with that relativity or connection with the people that we love the most. More relationships are hurt because we get bad advice out of fear. Most relationships are hurt is when we do things that other people want us to do, and we end up getting what other people want for us, and then we resent them, and we also feel bad about ourselves for limiting ourselves. I promise you, the people that love you the most, they only want 3-4 things from you. They want you to be happy. They want you to be healthy. They want to know that you love them and appreciate that. They don't care if you're a doctor, a lawyer, or a failure. They don't care what school you went to. They don't care about how many touchdowns you scored. They just want to know you're happy, healthy, love them, appreciate them. And so you don't need to sever the connections. You need to appreciate their advice when they give it to you for your own well-being, and then do what you want to do aligned with your divine direction, what you want, what's not missing, not what they want, not what social media wants for you, but what you want. And if you don't, you'll face the biggest challenge to your expansion, your growth, your potential. You'll face the quote-unquote play it safe counsel, advice, that is often given from a position of love, of ultimate love, of unconditional love, that they want you to be safe, not alignment. You want to give someone proof that you care, or you want to know proof that they care? Caring and clarity are not the same. Harmony exists within the context of struggle, notating that our purpose can be greater than our pain. As my friend Tim Story loves to say, we're not going to get the invitation if we don't, without God knowing the preparation that we have already. He's not going to invite us if we're not prepared. And he's not going to give us the invitation without knowing the pain, the struggles, the setbacks. If you receive the invitation, then accept it knowingly, that the pain, struggle, and setbacks are in front of you as well as behind you. But the invitation would not be given if you're not prepared for it. This idea of the dynamics of relativity, of meaning, everyone has a common denominator, not only of time, but everyone views are shaped by one thing. Everyone's perspective is shaped by one thing, their past. which is inclusive of their failures, setbacks, mistakes, defining moments, and historical relevances. And it is this view, this relativity of our past, the meaning of our past, that helps us to respond to the reaction of fear, which is innately given to us to protect us, promote us, love and perfect us. It will help us respond to the reaction of fear with four things: with gratitude, to give us perspective, a new meaning; with empathy, to give us forgiveness for the mistakes, setbacks, failures, defining moments, and historical relevances; and accountability, creating new boundaries for us through the lessons that we learn by being responsible, by attracting it, by participating in it with a majesty of calmness, the ease that is there to identify only to put in context by the dis-ease that we become aware of. When we are in conflict, we must remember and reflect back on what it is we experienced, what we did, said, heard, thought, believed, or felt. We can set kind boundaries as easy as we can set destructive boundaries. And we have an opportunity between the B and the D, the birth and the death, as my friend Jim Quick says. Between the B and the D is the C. Go ahead and choose your next aligned action. Use the minutes and moments strategy of undivided interest. Being more interested than interesting and listening before reacting and responding to the fear that exists, the uncertainty that is omnipresent. And if harm is within the context of the omnipresent and the present, and we seek safety and assistance and help, mercy, grace, humility, and frugality is not permission to stay safe, to limit ourselves with the relativity of the past. By not aligning the meaning, the power that we're given to give meaning to everything that we see, the relativity that we have in the dynamics of the neighborhoods that we belong to, grace is not permission to stay unsafe. Mercy is not permission to stay unsafe. Frugality is not permission to stay unsafe. It is our own self-image that we must expand, accelerate, and aggregate to the compounding effect and impact that we have on our own human experience through our own perspective and participation in it. If you want to navigate your neighborhood, if you want to navigate your family, friends, and teams in a dynamic way, then understand how relativity will navigate it for you. By aligning the meaning of your past with your divine direction of where you want to be or better. If you like this lesson and others from today of how to ditch toxicity from your life, if you bought Don't Do Business with Dicks, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'm happy to send them to you for free. I'll send my other books to you. I'll sign them, send them to you, pay for shipping, and the book, Connected to Goodness, Unstoppable, Creating the Life You Love. Please email me. Let me be of service and of value to you. Let me help you, please. The name of the book was originally How to Ditch Toxicity. Surround yourself with the positive influences, but that was not going to sell off the shelves at the airports. So I named it Don't Do Business with Dicks. How to Ditch Toxicity and Align Yourself with the Positive Influences. Understanding when we surround ourselves with the positive influence, with the right people that share our values, we will build diversification through appreciation, the ability to add value, to create growth-minded networks and neighborhoods that will be supportive and have what we need. People who challenge us and support us. Mentors that will compress the learning curve to shorten the distance of resistance, not just through their wisdom, but through the faith of inspiration of the true mentorship of that which is bigger than us, who loves us, protects us, promotes us, and perfects us more than our mom. Allow us to shape our environments, to change the way we look at our environments that will protect our vision, not what we see, but our vision, our divine direction with devotional behavior, paying attention to and doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing the intentional way of the definiteness of purpose to create the coincidences, the coinciding of that universe that will shape everything around us, but especially our vision. To be leaders. Leaders inside so we can be leaders outside. To be supportive partners, to have supportive partners. To sleep, to recover and access information, to elevate our awareness, to make life easy by identifying the diseasy, by living between the B and the C with the choices that we make and the boundaries that we set, notating the ignorance around us of people that don't know what they don't know and the people that don't know what they don't know. Some of those people through ignorance of humility and some through ignorance of arrogance, like the people that love us most, that give us advice, bad advice out of fear that we might get hurt or fail or suffer. They're not protecting, promoting love, and perfecting us. God is. So don't worry about taking those chances. Don't worry about failures. It's just feedback, and nobody likes feedback in the present, especially the people that love us the most. Which leads to the last lesson of navigating our neighborhoods, of the family, friends, associates that exist in our lives to create a dynamic of meaning, of relativity to the past, aligned with where we want to be or better, in alignment with our future of what we want to be and where we want to be or better. Don't take fear-based advice. Even if the people love you the most that give it, stop playing it safe. Know that you would not receive the invitation unless you had the preparation. Is there going to be pain, struggles, and setbacks? Guaranteed, but the solution is already there. To shorten the distance, the lapse of time between the problem and the resolution, the resolution to that problem. It's already there. You're just not aware. We need to navigate the neighborhood in that dynamics of relativity and meaning. Ditching toxicity. Don't do business with dicks. Align with the positive influences isn't just one decision. It's a daily practice of knowing your what, your who, your how, your now, and applying your why. It's a daily practice that we choose between the B and the D, the C. When we choose the alignment of the people, places, things, situations, and events, and when we invite the diversification through appreciation of perspectives, unifying more than one, knowing that we are not equal, but we have equal opportunity in an abundant, infinite system of thought that has more than enough of everything for everyone, each and every individual, through unification and diversification of those perspectives through appreciation. And when we ask our mentors for harmony, when we ask those specific questions from the people that are in a situation that we want to be in, or that we give those directions to people who want to be where we are, and we ask those specific questions, we will shorten the distance of resistance. We will shorten the path from ideation to exponentiality of outcomes. We will shorten the path from ideas to outcomes in an exponential manner. When we engineer our environments, when we change the way we look at them, the things they look at change. When we honor the framework and the boundaries of the inside to find the outside, what we see inside. The boundaries themselves of the past, present, and future, of the inside and the outside of our home, of our embodiment, of our communities, of our countries in the world. We will earn the stamina to show up in the character, in the mindset of enjoyment. And when you show up in a mindset of enjoyment, you can enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of your potential. You are learning to enjoy what you don't like or love. Even more importantly, you are learning to enjoy what you don't like or love about what you love. It's a match game. When we match the message to the medium, we learn to listen. We learn to hear. We learn to make sure that other people hear, not what we say, but what they hear. And as we listen until others acknowledge an understanding of what they do say, think, feel, and believe, an understanding of how they feel, they will be leaders. They will lead with the infinite generosity of kindness and love, notating the more they love, the more they'll receive love. The more kind they are, the more kindness they will receive through leadership with generosity. They will live in mercy. They will live in grace. They will live in frugality so that they can give more than enough, be given more than enough, receive more than enough, and ask for more than enough. So then again, they can live in the world of more than enough. And as they do so, they remove the toxicity that interferes with their potential, interferes with their divine direction, interferes with the love, the trust, and the kindness that we all can find inside of us, that we can see outside of us. And when we mask the message to the medium and listen until others feel understood and lead with generosity, and the trust accelerates, aggregates, and compounds, so will the results. And you will learn how to ditch toxicity and align with positive influences. Just remember, don't do business with dicks. This has been our weekly training. I've been doing it for over 28 years, starting October 12th, 28 years ago, and moving forward without missing a week. Appreciate everybody taking the time. If you'd like this guide or exercise or training, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. If you buy my book, and please do, it will change your life. If you buy Don't Do Business with Dicks, let me know. Don't prove it to me. Don't send me a receipt. Just let me know I bought the book. Let me send you not only the guides and exercises today, but also my other books, Connected to Goodness, Unstoppable, Creating the Life You Love. Let me sign it, send it to you, pay for the book, pay for shipping. David@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.